Hallo.
Hi. Hello.
Maybe today's meeting is canceled. This the coming week, or is that next week?
I think next week is coming week, right? I thought so too. Thought maybe
Yeah,
it was
next
canceled.
week is coming week, so we have no meeting next week. And I think Jeremy canceled the calendar. I thought today would be a meeting.
Same. Oh, well. I think give everyone else 3 minutes and then run away.
Yeah.
I have to troubleshoot some code anyway, so what was I doing?
Well, I guess we can use some more calming this week also.
Tell me about it. This is what I'm looking for. Refunds to process manually. I have to see if something is wonky or not in this for some reason. Seems to be something. How's the weather where you all are at?
I have blue sky and sunshine, but it's very cold.
It began to get dark, so but we had a nice day.
Nice. It's slightly cold today. Actually, today's supposed to be warmer. Yesterday it was at 10 degrees Fahrenheit for the high, and today it's supposed to be at 31, which I'm not even sure what that is. Yes.
Yeah.
It around zero? I don't know.
Always Google it. Let's see. Fahrenheit. Okay. Yeah, 32 is zero. And yesterday was negative 12.
Okay, so like minus 20, 40, or 30.
No. Yesterday was negative 12 Celsius.
Okay.
And
Yeah.
today is zero.
N
Do you
I
have
mean,
snow, Tom? Do you have snow where
a
you are?
day or at night?
Yesterday was during the day.
Oh, okay,
And
that's.
it actually went, it was weird. Like our weather has been really weird. So it probably was, let's see, the night before it was around -9, and then it dropped down to -10. But then last night it actually went up to let's see. That can't be right. Oh, yeah, about -3, and then it's supposed to go up higher today. So it's weird. Sometimes, like, our weather will get warmer during the night, which doesn't make sense, but it's where New York sits and the jet stream. If the jet stream moves up or down, it can change our weather around a lot. But,
Yeah, it's not, I think here in Germany it's not that unusual that it gets warmer during the night because if there's some,
right.
how do you say it, some warm air comes in from the ocean, then and it happens at night, then temperatures rises.
Right. Let's see. This is, we have a
Okay.
little bit of snow. there's just, so I can show you. Beep. I guess we'll go in the chat. This is what my side yard looks like right now. So a very little bit of snow. I need to go out and trim some trees, but it's just a light dusting. We did have last week, was it last week or the week before? Again, with snow, it bounces around. It was like the week before we had like a foot and a half, and then it all got rained away, and then we got a little bit of snow, and we haven't had any much more than we have now, and then probably in a month we'll have 2 feet. It's a very strange, we're in a very strange area in the US.
Interesting.
Yeah, actually,
It's
the really weird thing.
supposed to snow here in Germany in the end of the week. I heard. Let's see.
I guess for Charlotte, this
Oh,
is not snow on the picture. This is just
let me check.
like nothing.
That's spring. That's spring.
yeah. It's looking nice, but yeah, we have a bit more.
We had, this was the weird one. They actually, it was last week, they actually had snow in Florida, which is unheard of. I think the last time there was snow in Florida was probably, back in the 20s.
Wow.
Let's
Once every
see.
100 years, or what is the cue here?
Yeah, something like that. Oh, sorry. Yes, as many places since 1800s. So yeah, it was a really long time. I mean, Florida's weird though too, because the tip of it, as you get down to the bottom of Florida, it gets closer to the equator, so it becomes more tropical. So they never really see any snow. Up towards the top of Florida, where it's by Georgia, actually, it's not uncommon for them to see a little bit of snow, but it's not that much. It's like what's in my backyard now. They get a light dusting. Everything closes down because no one knows how to drive in it. They let it thaw during the day, and then they go back to their normal stuff. But yeah, this time I guess it got almost all the way down to where Miami and that was, just because there was that weird storm that came in that had a whole massive cold front that dipped. The bad thing is when that sort of storm happens is because of the citrus industry in Florida, it actually can freeze the trees. So they start freaking out over that. And if it does, they have to replant trees and do a bunch of other things. So.
Oh, that would be a shame, because it's really beautiful in Miami with all these palm trees, which is gigantic, and yeah,
Oh
that would
yeah,
be a shame.
they don't like
No,
that.
no,
Actually,
yeah.
I wonder. I think Disney World had snow last week. Let's see.
Don't they also have a lot of alligators or crocodiles in Florida? Which one of them?
Yes,
And they
both.
probably don't like the snow either, right?
No, they actually have both. So they have Upper Florida, Northern Florida, and Central Florida, they have alligators. And then as you get down lower to South Florida and the tip, you get crocodiles as well.
And
They also have an issue right now, and they actually run competitions of how many people can catch of pythons. So they have pythons running around the swamps. They're an invasive species because people would buy pet pythons and then let them loose out in the wild, and they just started breeding. So they're killing natural wildlife. So they actually are hunting them and trying to get rid of them. Massive amounts of iguanas and a whole
all
bunch of
not
other things.
really snowy animals, I'd say. So, really not.
No. During the colder nights, it's funny because I've been doing a lot of research on Florida because I actually want to move down there then. And it's funny because the iguanas, when it hits like 30 degrees out, which is about zero, the iguanas will be in the trees in that, and they'll actually get so cold that they'll fall out of the trees on the ground. So you'll just be walking around, and there'll be like iguanas lying there. But they're an invasive species too, so people actually use that time to gather up the iguanas and take them to a facility to be destroyed. So,
Oh,
That's so
yeah,
crazy.
Florida has a lot of invasive species because they have a really temperate climate, and people will buy pets and then release the pets into the wild instead of giving them to somebody else, and then those pets become basically, yeah. A few years ago, they had some sort of large Asian snail that would eat stucco off of houses. They have a lot of weird things. They also have monkeys. They don't know how they got there, but they have a few different species of monkeys that got released on some islands down there that are hanging out. But yeah, it's interesting time. Anyways,
Interesting.
since Jeremy's not here, do you want to just call it quits for today, or
Should we ping him?
can? Wonder if he got tied up with upgrades.
Okay. So I was before this meeting following your president's speech as Davos in Switzerland.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I am gonna. I think some of your these hosts in these different Daily Show and other of those they have material for the next year. But yeah, okay.
And this is the bad thing is like, so politically, I kind of sit in the middle. Like, I'm not ultra liberal, but I'm not ultra conservative. And I usually don't like the presidents don't bother me much, except for that guy, because he's an idiot. And they refer to what he does as like the Trump shuffle, where he'll jump from topic to topic. And I'm like, no, that's what somebody who's senile does because they can't remember what they're talking about. And they just move from topic to topic to topic to topic. Like, that's not a talk speaking style. That's a sign of diminished capacity. But yeah, I turned on the news for the bird, and they had had him talking about what he was his speech over in Switzerland. I'm just like, oh my God. I'm like, what are you even saying? What are you even saying?
But yes, so it was kind of a relief when to, okay, 4 o'clock. I have to go to my
Sure
meeting.
enough.
Don't.
He did set the precedent for arresting international criminals. So if you all can find the crime to convict him on quick and arrest him, feel free. You'd be doing
But we
all of us a
don't want to
favor.
keep him, Tom. We
No.
don't want to keep him
We are returning him back to square
You're
one.
returning him back to us.
I'm sorry. Oh.
It's okay. It's okay. It's like.
But I was because he was referring to a speech that he had a call from the prime minister in Switzerland. And Switzerland don't have any prime minister. But and then he was kind of a little bit, yeah, I think it was a lady, a lady. But I don't know. So he is just.
He doesn't really. I mean, even in his first term, he doesn't. It was kind of common knowledge that the last person that would talk to him would be what was stuck in his head. So if you were the last person in the room, your idea is the one that he would just sit there and parrot over and over again. But he's done that here too. I mean, and it's funny because I think I don't. I think Joe Biden was having issues towards the end of his first term, and I think it was being covered up. And the Republican Political Party jumps on like that to the snow tomorrow. And we're like, okay, so this guy definitely has issues as well. No, that's just how he is. He's fine. You're all crazy. And I'm just like, no. He does it all the time. He can't remember his people's name. There's actual there's news footage of him during his cabinet meetings, which aren't really cabinet meetings. It's usually people sitting there telling him how wonderful he is and how great of a job he did. And he falls asleep during them. He's like literally sitting there and falling asleep during it. It's like this is not good. Yeah. The other thing is too, right now the memes floating around about him getting handed, oh shoot, what was her name? The woman who from Venezuela who won the Nobel Peace Prize actually gave it to him, which I she really shouldn't have. Honestly, like he doesn't deserve anything of that nature. But now there's meme after meme of different people handing him prizes, all the way down to Charlie from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory handing him the gold ticket. but it's that's also another thing too. It's just kind of like
And the no
everyone.
Nobel Peace Nobel Committee has over and over, and the Norwegian Prime Minister has over and over told him that Norway has nothing to do with that, and the committee have told him that you cannot, take over another person's prize. It's never gonna be Trump's Nobel Peace
Exactly.
Prize, never.
Exactly. Exactly.
He is
Yeah.
just being ridiculous, but they.
He is. He's, it sounds bad, but, and I've seen this before. My dad did this a little bit too, right before he passed away. He's in this like empire slash destiny sort of like phase of his life where he's trying to get his name on as many things as possible. And win all these awards and have his name splattered over the place so that when he's gone, he'll be remembered. And I'm like, you will be remembered. You'll be remembered as a crazy person. So you're solidifying that. But it's you're right. It's also, what was it? The what I can't remember what the is it FIFA, the soccer organization.
FIFA. Yes. They gave him
Yeah, they
a
gave.
FIFA Peace Prize.
Yeah, which
It
they
has
never
never
had
been.
before.
No, it's a brand new prize, and no one else will ever. Does he
Exactly.
still
And
have the
he's got.
trophy, though? Didn't he hang on to the trophy somehow?
I believe he still
Ridiculous.
does. Yeah, he still has it in the White House. And yeah, there's a whole bunch of other things. And oh my God, what he's doing in the White House. I don't know why people are. That ballroom he's building, it's twice the size of the rest of the White House. And I argue, I mean, I don't argue, I try to, it's like, I agree. There was no formal space at the White House to hold large gatherings, which, fine, add a small ballroom, add a small space for that. But one that can hold almost up 1,000 people that is twice the size of the White House. And now he wants to build the Arc de Trump. So he wants to
Really?
copy the yeah, he wants to copy the Arch de Triomphe in France in somewhere in DC and call it the Arc de Trump. I'm just like, oh my God. Like, you people. So we'll see. I'm hoping that by early next year he'll be gone. And he kind of already knows that, which he's kind of scared about because right now his approval rating is so low. Midterms, the House and Senate usually flip. He has already done several impeachable offenses. So if the House and Senate does flip, that they are in a Democratic majority, I'm sure that the first thing that they will do is try to impeach him and remove him from office. And if they have the majority in both the House and Senate, they should be able to do it. That is, there's a lot of people that are also worried that. He will somehow try to stop the elections because if he cites like the Insurrection Act or martial law or something of that nature, or if the United States, and it's only happened once before, it was during, I believe it was World War II, where presidential elections were halted. If the United States are at war, they can postpone all elections until afterwards. So that's the other kind of furious, the reason why he's
Isn't
doing everything.
the whole Greenland where he is talking about putting yeah, take it with force. Isn't that kind of warming up to that? So then he don't need, and he has even at least quoted in European news, said joked with that there will be no midterm election.
And usually he's like a toddler. If he says something out loud, it's usually because he's thinking and he wants to do it. I'm kind of worried with that. I don't know. Everyone thinks that he is this mastermind. He's not. He's very shallow. I think when it comes, it's the same thing with Venezuela. As right now, his supporters are like, oh, he went in there to clean up the regime. He went into this. Like, no, he did not. He went in there for natural resources. The entire reason why he went into Venezuela was oil. It's one the entire reason why he keeps saying that the United States has to have Greenland. We have to have Greenland. It's for two different things. The first one is he keeps mentioning this whole Golden Dome thing. He wants to kind of copy what Israel has and use Greenland as a defense base. But the other one is the rare earth minerals that Greenland holds and its resources. And he knows it. And he has let it slip once or twice that, well, they're sitting on all these rare earth minerals, and do you know how much it's worth? And we need this for blah, 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 blah. That's his entire reasoning behind
He
it.
doesn't even know because he is speculating in how to get access to this, and it's, you know, it's not just drill, baby, drill.
Yeah,
Not at all.
exactly.
So it's a very tragic, and I really hope it's gonna be stopped.
The problem is that he has surrounded himself by people that won't say no to him. And right now, our Senate and our House won't say no to him. He could be reined in so many places. Right now, he's kind of ruling by executive order. He writes an executive order and acts like it's law. That's not how executive orders are supposed to work. And the Senate and House are supposed to counterbalance him. And they're not. They're just kind of taking a back seat and refusing to do anything. It's really it's shining a light on some major flaws in our political system. But I don't know how they will be remedied. Because I mean, as I said, I'll be perfectly honest. Both sides cheat. Like they were talking about right now about how Texas, they want to redistrict Texas because they can fit a few more congressional or Senate seats out of Texas, which would hopefully allow the Republicans to stay in the part in power for the next 2 years. And there's other states that are going through saying we want to redistrict, we want to redistrict. It could backfire on them when you get a state that is very conservative anyways, or has a tendency to vote Republican, and you have more congressional seats, the likelihood is that they're going to switch to, they're going to be Republican as well. The problem with that is, I mean, both the Republicans and Democrats do that. When they redistrict a state, they will draw lines knowing that they can get an extra Democratic seat or a different extra Republican seat. It happens all the time. And that's something that the United States as a whole needs to kind of look at and fix across its entire all the states. And even the way we vote, like the way we vote for a president is weird because it's not by popular vote, it is by electoral college, which makes sense from like the 1800s, but in modern times it doesn't make no sense whatsoever. So we'll see. I mean, although this time he would have won both, so he did win the popular vote, but last time his first term, if it was just based on popular vote and not electoral college, Hillary Clinton would have won the presidency. It's a strange system. Any word from Jeremy at all on that?
No, and I checked the channel to see. No. He must, maybe he is sick or something.
Possibly.
Okay.
Okie I babbled enough about politics, so I'll stop.
I think it's very interesting to hear an American perspective. That's really
Yeah, and every American you ask, you'll get a different perspective.
yeah, sure.
So in
Well, you can also.
our news, I see, stories from Americans who is living in either Copenhagen or in Sweden, and maybe have a Danish spouse or a Swedish spouse, but that they, and yesterday there was an interview with a lady who has been living in Copenhagen for 17 years, and she has a big family back home, and several of them are Trump supporters, even her brother, but it has grown so infested, so she hardly could not talk anymore with her own brother because of this. That's terrible.
That's something he started, and both political parties are guilty of it to some extent. Trump really started when he went and was campaigning for his first term. He really tied into the anger and hatred aspect of the political parties. And he really made it a lot more about us versus them. I mean, there has always been a level of like us versus them sort of thing, but he really, 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 really ramped it up. And the parallels have been driven. And I honestly believe I have quite a few friends that are diehard Trump supporters, that it's almost like a cult. Like, no matter what he says or does, they're going to believe everything he says. But as I said, like, it's kind of like both political parties have done it. Like, being in higher education, a lot of the students in that are young Democrats. And I grew up and live in a rural area. So it's funny because sometimes the way they talk about Republican voters are that they're rural, uneducated kind of idiots. Like, they don't know what they're doing. They're stupid, so they're just voting this way because of stupidity. And it's funny because, like, one of them I said once, well, my dad's a Republican, my mom's a Republican, I'm not, but they are. It's like, oh, are they farmers? Are they uneducated? I'm like, no, actually, my dad is an engineer that works for Cornell and has worked for the synchrotron for 50 years. So he's not an uneducated man. This is just his belief. Oh, that's weird. So there's kind of like this biases on both sides of what the other side is like, and it's gotten to the point where no one will talk to anybody. It's not like, okay, well, what's your core issue? It's like, everything costs too much. Okay, well, we both can agree on that. What do you think we should do to try to lower how much everything costs? Well, I think we should do it. And you actually can, if you can get a dialogue going between people, they agree on a lot more than they don't. But it's now turned into well, if you don't agree with me 100%, I'm not going to even talk to you. And both sides of our political system have fallen into that trap. There's so many people that I know that will just block anybody who's a Republican on Facebook and refuse to talk to them, and vice versa. And it's like they've been friends with them for years. And it's, well, I can't forgive them for voting for Trump. I'm like, okay, but does that change who they were and how they treated you and your history? Like, I get you're upset, but at the same extent, like, you're throwing out a friendship and this relationship because of a political stance. Yeah, it's disturbing.
Very complicated.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It'll be a great book in about 100 years.
Fingers crossed then that we have something better then. Get along a bit better in 100 years.
I don't
Yeah.
know.
I mean,
Like,
at the moment, it's the same situation everywhere, I think. So.
Yeah. In my opinion, the core of all of it is that originally politics was something somebody got into who actually wanted to help their fellow man. And then it became a way to gain power and money. And now, in my mind, everyone who's in politics, that is their two core objectives, power and money. If you remove those from the equation where they no longer can accumulate power and money, then maybe it'll get back to where people are actually trying to serve their fellow citizens. But yeah, don't know. And we have politicians walking out with multi-million dollar purses of stock because of stock investments and everything else. Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's leaving now because she's sick of all the toxic toxicness in Congress. I'm like, you started all that whole when the tariffs started at the beginning of the second term. Her and her husband were investing in the stock market, and I forget how many millions of dollars they now have because of that little jump up and down in the stock market because they were investing. So yeah. And there's people that leave politics and they start up media companies and do all this other stuff. So, and that's the other one too, is we our media in the United States is it's very hard to find unbiased media. Some are better than others, but some news outlets are very, very skewed one way, and other news outlets are skewed another way. You'll take one story and they will let I can like right now what's happening in with the protests against ICE in Minnesota. I can guarantee you that if I went to Fox News, it would be spun as these massive, really violent protests where people are dying, getting hurt, and all this other stuff. And you flip to another channel like MSNBC, which is more liberal leaning, and none of anything that has to do with any violence or anything of that nature will not be covered. It'll be 100% peaceful and quiet. You can't have both. It's something is happening in the middle, and there's not that many or news organizations that will give a fair view of everything. CNN is kind of in the middle, but they will kind of weave back and forth. And the majority of people in the United States get their news from Facebook and from TikTok. So they watch a 30 second clip on TikTok. TikTok sees they watch that clip and they just kept fed more and more and more and more of the same thing. So they think that's the entire thing. So yeah. Which I know is an issue all over the place, but yeah, it's even more here. That's why I stay away from politics on Facebook.
Well, let's hope for the best then, and give ourselves a little more time to do a calming session, maybe.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Today's an alternate comment session as well. Okay, you.
All right.
Bye.
See you.
Yeah, see you.
Yeah, take care, everyone. Have a good
Bye.
day. Bye. Bye.